Stefan Rand, The Morning Jam on Newfoundland's Music Mix, Oz FM. We've all heard of storm hunters. We've heard of moose hunters. I even heard of a Tommy hunter. But I've never heard of a ghost hunter. Have you heard of a ghost hunter, Jammers? Introducing Jonathan Mallard, a ghost hunter. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
How you doing, guys?
We're
Frightened at it.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Remember the time that you found ghosts in my house?
Oh, how could I forget? Beautiful house, by the way.
Thank you. We moved. We actually moved.
I like to think I was halfway responsible for that.
She got the hell out after you visited.
We moved 3 months after. I was like, I can't do this.
All right. Actually, we have some audio of what actually happened at your house. Have a listen to this.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my.
And a response from the dog.
Cool. Cool.
There's a lot going on there. First off, what you hear in the background is a white noise generator. Some people like to call it a spirit box. Mine's actually hacked, so you're not getting a whole lot of radio street signals in there. What you're actually hearing in real time there is something coming through and saying hello, and RIP to your dog, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Your little ghost hunting dog that was with us at that time is actually reacting in real time to what's being said as if someone was there. It was very interesting in the moment, especially when Stephanie herself actually reacts and says, oh, hello.
Yeah, I was so surprised that I wasn't really believing in it. And then I heard the voice come through, say hello. And the dog was going cracked. And right in the spot where I thought there was a ghost, it was nuts. It was nuts. It was nuts.
All right. The two of you. Okay.
Randy's not a believer. So let's see what we can do to him.
Let's mark Randy down as skeptic.
Good. So, you should be skeptical of all this stuff, Randy. It's a pseudoscience at best. There's no way with the current scientific method we could prove this stuff is real. Of course, that's the case, then, you know, gravity's not real and neither is the Big Bang. The skeptical people out there have an open mind, and it's Halloween. Put down your wet blanket and enjoy.
Hey, let's do some more sounds. Let's talk about some spooky spots in the city that we don't know about.
All right, here's another one. Here's another
there
one.
There should be one there from Warbury Street. A very interesting EVP. This is actually a classical type of EVP. No device needed. This was just a recorder in its room by itself down in an old house down in Warbury Street, which is notoriously haunted. It's been the scene of murders and everything, all kinds of mayhem. But anyway, when this actually came through, there was no one in the house. It's what I call a blank recorder time. So basically, I put the recorders in to kind of timestamp and get a feeling for what the noises are in the house. You know, if there's like a constant creaking of something outside, I'll say, hey, that's not real. You know what I mean? So when this came through, I was absolutely shocked that it's actually the melody is what you're hearing.
Yeah.
That melody is very bizarre. No one's there to make it. So the story goes, a small child haunts that location. She apparently likes to tug on pants and hang out in, I don't want to say this to you, Steph, because I know you got your own little one. Likes to hang out in a baby's room of that location. Here's the other part, too. What you're hearing there is coming in under 6 decibels, so it's very, very faint and actually turned up.
What else do we have?
There should be one there from good old Powers Pond, you know, Mount Pearl Curl, right?
Are there any spirits here with me right now? Are there any spirits here with me right now?
Are there any spirits here with me right now?
What you have right there is a classic example of a made communication through a spirit box. That is a multiple world word, audible to the ear, intelligently communicated, and in direct response to a question. Sounds like an old man to me, and that was actually recorded at the gazebo at Powers Pond in Mount Pearl. And as a Mount Pearl boy myself, I felt it was important to include it. It's actually a ghost of an old man that haunts the gazebo on the right-hand side of the trail.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually where I recorded that one. Very interesting EVP. Very intelligent, though. And that's not the only time I heard from him. There's actually another one there that says, Johnny is sad.
This is going to have to communicate. This is going to have to communicate.
is going to help me communicate with
you. You kind of hear my voice as I'm talking in the background, but then you hear, Johnny is sad in the background.
It.
Interesting story. I actually was sad that night when I went investigating. Very, very odd. I wrote about that in my book, actually. You know, when you go out investigating, you really should go out in a good mood. Don't go out sad because they know.
This
Anyhow.
Is so crazy. I can't deal.
Okay.
I believe it all, too, right? So it's like...
Okay, I'm starting to fill my drawers.
I'm shook.
I'm starting to fill my drawers.
Randy needs a change.
Here's the thing. When we go out and we do these investigations, you got to see the end result of these EVPs. What you don't know is I've actually gone to PowerSpawn about 10 times and probably sunk in about 30 hours of research on foot. And double that when we do recorder time. You can imagine that when I come home with my equipment, I have to go over everything, find this stuff, and cut it up so I can bring it to you. So don't get me wrong. It's the 10 hours you spend there with nothing that kind of proved the skeptics right. But it's always that one little EVP that comes through that just kind of changes things for people, I believe. Randy, boy, like, we can't prove this stuff to be real. There's no way with the scientific method. But the closest thing I can get to the people who are skeptic is repeatable data. Getting the same thing over and over again from the same locations. That's about as close as I can get. And, you know, I continue my work now in private residences around town. I don't do this openly anymore, but it sure was fun to bring it with you guys today, that's for sure. I mean, you would think the one place people wouldn't hunt would be a graveyard. Like,
right?
Why on earth would you hunt there? Like, I'm going to go hunt, like, I don't know, hate to sound all creepy, but I'm going to hang out with Natalie Portman if I'm going to haunt a place.
So
okay?
Cliche. It's so cliche.
Yeah really, right? Though.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. There's one there from Cape Spear, and I think it's the last one we got there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I heard that again. Oh, yeah. Heard that loud and clear.
Let me tell you the story. I'm down investigating. This is before Cape Spear was renovated, by the way. There used to be this beautiful little cross monument when you first go down there on the left. Can you remember that? Old wooden cross monument? Anyhow, I thought that would be an ideal place to do some research down there, 2 o'clock in the morning by myself in the middle of February.
Yeah, right.
No, thanks.
I set up my stuff and a survival suit, man. Gotta have it. Anyway, I set up my stuff and I'm doing my recordings and yada, yada, yada. I'm not getting a whole lot. I didn't think I even caught anything. As I'm walking away and putting everything away, that is when that EVP came through. I was actually packing up to leave and was about to leave when this thing actually comments on me in real time and says, don't leave me. It just adds to the idea that not only is this an emergent phenomena that's coming from somewhere else because we can't see what's going on, we're being observed. I'm starting to think that we're like some kind of weird reality show to these spirits. Man, oh man.
All well, right. Then I want more money.
Jonathan Mallard, you've given everyone cause to change their underwear before work and school this
That's
morning.
That's heavy stuff there this morning, buddy.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank
and
you.
Happy Halloween.
I'm going home to throw out my baby monitor.
Guys, thanks so much for having me on. If you like this, don't forget to check out the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Take care.